Affordable housing, I put in that workforce housing category. I kind of look at those as being the same. And when we did the housing study, when we looked at that and came back, that's like that 80 to 120% of the median income. I mean, I've got, let's say, the housing chart in front of me from that study, and it was, you know, saying that 80% of that income was about $55,000 and the 120 was $82,000. So when you translate all that down, the lower end's like at $164,000, and I know a lot of people would love to get a house for that price in town, and the upper end is $245,000, and that's still something probably a lot of people would like to, you know, get to. And then when you get into more lower income housing, that's when you get to that 60% or even a little below that. State of Manhattan, obviously, it's difficult to get in this range. I think if we use some of those programs that I just talked about, we can get with developers and get some that are within this range. The big killer is this inflation. It keeps taking it up. But I think we can get it going. I've already talked to a number of developers who are really chomping at the bit to go after these programs. And I think if we use these programs combined with the money we have from the sales tax, I think we're on the verge of really getting some stuff happening.